John S. John.
You guys just go.
I'm Cookie Bill.
He's John S. John.
I'm special guest John.
And I'm special guest Eric. And our super special guest today is our constant friend David from the P&M casts. And
I don't think Costington is the right word.
Costington, no. Friend.
What? Did I not say constant?
I didn't say constant, but I meant to say constant. I don't think.
Well, David.
I don't know what Bill's saying.
I'm happy you're here. These guys, well, I hate them too.
Yeah.
So
I go
either
way.
I'm a fairly mixed opinion here.
Right. So, David has chosen a special little can that was my favorite when I picked it up, called Vimto. Wow. And I have no idea what it is. It's just on the front of the can. It has Vimto shooting out of the bottom of the can with a fountain of red stuff with bubbles in it.
I'm going to refer to it as excitement.
Yeah. So I see some raspberries, what look like white grapes, and like maybe blueberries or something. I don't know.
It looks to me like an unseen fruit tree is vomiting.
Right. Yes. It looks like fruit tree vomit.
I would probably lady with the fruit
that.
Head got decapitated.
There you go.
Fruit tree vomit.
It does want to tell us that there is no added sugar, so this is going to be delicious, and that it's only 49p, which means that it's supposed to be super cheap. It was not, but it's supposed to be.
I don't know how much
tea
that is.
God knows. Let's see. So it special price 49p. So on the back it says it is a low calorie fizzy mixed fruit juice drink with sweeteners made with the delicious secret Vimto flavor.
Whoa, with sweeteners?
So I've done well.
It's made with sweeteners?
Apparently.
That's amazing.
It has trace amounts of protein. It has,
Wait, what?
12 kilojoules,
or eggs?
3 kilocalories of energy. Trace amounts of fat, trace amounts of fiber, and trace amounts of sodium.
Fiber.
Yep. You know what I need in my soda? Trace amounts of fat.
For best before end, see base of can.
What?
Exactly.
Made perfect sense.
Manufactured.
It made perfect sense. Yeah.
manufactured on behalf of Vimto Soft Drinks, Warrington, WA12, UK.
Oh,
that's what it says.
On behalf? What does on behalf of Vimto mean? This Vimto was made on behalf of Vimto.
Oh, UK.
Yeah. We need to take a picture of the back of this can because it is full of hilarity.
Oh.
But we will do that in a bit. Let's open her up.
Oh.
That's nice.
Eric came to the island
it is gonna
and
be
fell
like
in love with this saucy can. That is the most adorable soda I've ever seen.
It is bright pink. Just
it's sort of a
it is the exact shade of a cherry 7-Up.
Yeah. I'm glad you know that.
With the pastel foam.
You get the special glass.
I get an actual glass this
Absolutely.
Time. Wow. There are perks to being on camera.
Does anybody want any more? I'll actually get a little bit more.
Meg wants a little more. I'll take a little more.
Okay.
So Meg doesn't get
so much. Creighton?
No.
Sure. Sure up.
Yep. It smells like
smell
Smarties.
Really? There's not a cup of this within any closer than 2 feet of me, and I can smell it already.
Yeah. That smells like fruity bullshit.
Smells like bubblegum.
But it smells like it might be on the tolerable end.
Tolerable end?
You guys do the podcast without me. I'm clearly
so
Bill can't talk. Drunk on soda.
This is so.
Diabetic coma.
If you guys have ever had Big Blue, which is the Big Red sister soda, that's far more rare, but far more tasty.
Yeah,
you're
making that
like
shit
this.
Up.
Taste
nope.
buds.
No, that is real.
It's real. That's what this smells like. And Doesn't that stuff is delicious, but it is chock full of sugar. So if this is a sugar light version of that, and it tastes kind of similar, I'm in for a treat. And yeah, the color is actually, now that the fizz has died down, it is a really nice fuchsia-like.
Yeah, it's the color of a terrible wine.
That is not specific, John.
Yeah. That's actually pretty...
Yeah, it's like a sweet red. Yeah, it'd be the color of a terrible sweet red, but for wine, it'd be terrible. For a soda, it's a nice, pleasant little pink hue, and I'm really excited to drink this. So, shall we give it the mouth?
Mouth it up.
Mouth it up.
You're gonna mouth down.
Well, that was unexpected.
Oh.
What the fuck just happened?
Oh.
Wow.
So. Okay.
It smells so weird.
So on.
Our audience has been compromised.
We forgot to do this with the previous two, and we've done this with past audience podcasts, so I want the audience to just make a noise to say how you feel about this soda. Just ready, go. There we go. I think I got it.
This is a David S. Eckhams.
Yeah. In Atlanta, there is the world of Coca-Cola. Yeah, which the only part of it anybody ever cares about, ever remembers, is the tasting room at the end.
Right.
Where you get all of the American varieties of Coke and all of the international varieties. In that room, the thing that everybody comes away with a strong opinion about is a European beverage called Beverly. That to the American palate, usually described as involving sweaty gym socks. Hmm. I would rather have an entire liter of Beverly than the last 2 ounces of this beverage.
Do we need to get the
too bad? Cup?
So, I'm looking at this, and as if you remember from the description on the back of the can, is a fruit juice drink with special sweeteners made with the delicious secret Vimto flavor. I don't think it's enough of a secret. Someone needs to lock that the fuck away and never touch it again, like the Ark of the Covenant. That is terrible.
I think part of the reason is no sugar.
Everybody.
But it's got something. It's got something that is
sucrose.
Gross.
Oh, there you go.
Sucrose? Isn't that
no,
sugar?
No, sucralose.
Oh, fucking sucralose.
I'll call it sucralose just to annoy Brian when he listens to this later.
Sucralose.
Wait, what? Vimto flavoring.
What is Vimto?
Wait.
It's a secret pile of shit.
They tell you, sort of, what it is.
Oh,
Vimto flavoring includes natural extracts of fruits, herbs, barley malt, and spices.
Wait, barley malt isn't a sugar?
I guess it would be, but the sugar added,
it's not no sugar.
The sugar quantity of this is really, really low.
Oh.
It's 1.3 grams of sugar for the whole can.
That's not bad.
That's like nothing.
Yeah. And it tastes like crap, so diet soda away.
Yeah. Sugar would have improved it. I don't think sugar would have redeemed it.
No.
No.
Well, but it does have artificial sugar, so.
So, I have to, unfortunately, background music. I have to unfortunately leave a little bit early, so I guess I will go first.
Sure.
To me, what this tastes like is if you've ever had those Black Forest gummy bears, the ones that are the cheap knockoff of the nice Haribo ones that are tasty, and they just taste like fruity bullshit, nasty crap. That's what this tastes like. It tastes like knockoff gummy bears. And I don't like it. I'm gonna give this a 21. It's pretty awful.
The can says it's suitable for vegetarians.
Well, good for them.
Well, yes, they
like shitty things anyway. So,
shots fired.
Gauntlet thrown.
Superman.
Yep.
Gauntlet fired. Out of my gauntlet gun.
Fire down the gauntlet.
This is a video game.
Yep. It was worse than Beverly, but I kept it down. 15.
Christ.
That would be a good. You could make a country song out of that.
Oh, the 15
it
makes me
shudder. It was worse than Beverly, but I kept it down.
15.
John.
So initially we were saying this was manufactured on behalf of Vimto Soft Drinks. Warrington Watwell, oh, UK. But I think now it's Vimto Soft Drinks, Warrington WA12, oh, UK.
That can't be your metaphor.
That is not my metaphor. It's just an observation.
Okay.
But I'm not going to lie, it's growing on me a little bit the more I drink it.
Oh.
Yeah.
We call that the acid effect.
I'm acclimating to the lack of sugar, I think, after the previous drink. But still, it's not that great. It is exactly what the can looks like, which it reminds me a lot of the crappy store brand, like flavored waters and sodas that they sell to dieting people. So it's like the ice sodas and things like that, that they come in giant bargain bins. Which I guess, 49p would be, that'd be UK.
Yeah.
So, this would be cheap in the UK. When they ship it to Grand Cayman, it adds a lot to the price. But I'm going to give it, I think, a 40. Because I've suffered through too many diet drinks in the past. But it's still not as awful as it could be.
Oh yeah, this reminds me of traveling across the country to visit a friend, and realizing how regional grocery stores can actually be. They've got just a shitload of this stuff in their fridge because that's their jam. Tastes weird to you, but you drink it and you get used to it. It's fun. I've had a lot of stuff that tastes kind of like this and enjoyed it. So I'm giving that a 40. Actually, you stole my score. Sitting on a 40 all day.
Sipping on my 40.
Ah, we gave it a 29.
Grape, blackcurrant, and raspberry. It's like,
that explains a lot.
Yeah, blackcurrant is such a British flavor.
Yeah. We covered this on the classic Highway Cassis episode that for a flash feature called Kiss.
Alright then. I was looking at the levels to see if we were getting the fine ukulele songs from next door. I think we are. Which is good. It will give it mood.
Beautiful. It helps make up for this crap.
So say we soda pals.
Soda say we all.
God damn it, John!